Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across the region, the weather is quite warm. Tel Aviv is enjoying sunshine, while Jerusalem sees clear skies. In Haifa, expect a pleasant day outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports that while Netanyahu blames Eitzenkot, Hamas is preparing for another October 7th. Despite hopes for disarmament, the group plans to escalate ground actions. Also, in the past hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu issued a warning to Iran. According to Walla, he stated that an attack on Israel would be a grave mistake for Iran. Also this hour, Times of Israel reports three more lives lost in Nazareth. Two men died in a shooting at a car, followed by another fatal shooting hours later. Police continue to search for suspects. Separately, JNS covers Israel's Pacific opportunity. Plans are underway for strategic engagement with the Indo-Pacific, leveraging Israeli strengths. And finally, from earlier today, Forward reports Brussels Airlines workers threaten a strike over flights to Israel. The union cites ethical objections as the reason. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy analyst, posted earlier today criticizing great powers for overestimating themselves and underestimating their adversaries, drawing parallels with Putin and Ukraine. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted that Hakeem Jeffries, a prominent Democrat, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, announced that representatives from the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza due to recent Dutch policies against Israeli products. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Israel Hayom's report on Hamas's preparations. The terrorist group is poised to intensify its activities despite ongoing discussions of disarmament. The IDF is currently identifying these new threats. This situation raises concerns for Israeli security forces and civilians alike. Turning to Netanyahu's stern warning to Iran from Walla. During a visit to Sderot, Netanyahu emphasized the severe repercussions Iran would face if it attacks Israel. This statement highlights the ongoing tensions in the region and the delicate balance of power. Meanwhile, Times of Israel brings us somber news from Nazareth, where a crime wave continues. Authorities are under pressure to control the situation as the Arab community faces growing violence. The impact on community safety is significant and urgent. Looking at JNS's report on Israel's Pacific strategy, Israel is aiming to expand its influence in the Indo-Pacific by utilizing its technological and strategic capabilities. This move could strengthen diplomatic ties and open new economic opportunities. Finally, Forward reports on the potential strike by Brussels Airlines workers. The decision stems from ethical concerns over flights to Israel. This development could impact travel and logistics between Europe and Israel. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports AI-10 has raised $41 million to globalize Israeli combat drone technology. With extensive military use since October 7th, the funding will expand its reach. Separately, according to Globes, Spain's prime minister blames Israel for the migrant crisis in Ceuta. Accusations of spreading disinformation have surfaced amid diplomatic tensions. And finally, Walla Business reveals Greece has signed a $3.5 billion deal with Israel for drone interception systems. This move sends a strong message to Turkey and strengthens Greece's defense capabilities. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.